This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, December 2nd. God's word for you today is, be fruitful. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And it says, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it, reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. John chapter 8 verse 12 says, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. The greatest miracle is to come into a relationship with God and be fired up for God. And when you follow Jesus, you will not have to walk in darkness. You will have the light that leads to life. In Genesis chapter 20, verse 17 to 18, Abraham prayed for Abimelech, and not only him, but all the women in his domain became fruitful. There is power in intercession when it comes to fruitfulness. In Genesis chapter 25, verse 21, which says, Isaac pleaded with the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was unable to have children. The Lord answered Isaac's prayer, and Rebekah became pregnant with twins. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will answer our prayers and you will become fruitful. For as many as desire it, you will become pregnant with twins in the name of Jesus. Not only was Rebekah desirous of having children, but Isaac was also connected to that same desire, and he expressed it in prayer. Sometimes, what makes the journey of fruitfulness challenging is when it is a one-legged journey. The woman or the man is passionate about having children, but their partner is nonchalant. One party says to the other, you go and pray, I am fine. But when the two desires meet, as we see in the case of Isaac and Rebekah, it is always beautiful. Rebekah had been desirous and asking Isaac, but when Isaac connected in the place of prayer, the situation changed. So, I am encouraging married couples to be on the same page for fruitfulness because that is what makes it work faster. The truth is, no matter how fertile a woman is, she needs a man. And no matter how fertile a man is, he needs a woman. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 11 says, then Elkanah returned home to Ramah without Samuel, and the boy served the Lord by assisting Eli the priest. For some people, what is hindering the fruitfulness, financial, business, mental, social, or physical, could be that you made a vow to God and that vow is working, speaking against you. Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 21 says, when you make a vow to the Lord your God, be prompt in fulfilling whatever you promised him. For the Lord your God demands that you promptly fulfill all your vows or you will be guilty of sin. It is big because God says we are to pay our commitment to him. I do not know who I am speaking to. My advice is you need to get that sorted out today. Just get it out of the way. The way it works spiritually is once you make a commitment, you follow through. Let us pray. Father, please, in your mercy, open my eyes to whatever is standing in the way of my fruitfulness this season and help me do right by you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.